And now, 5 good minutes.
All right. We as a society, I think, would agree, are much more open to talking about mental health. I mean, we have sports stars, athletes taking time off because of mental health. Well, there's different levels, if you will. Mental health, mental illness, mental health, how we really cope with stress or interact with others, our emotional, psychological state. But illness, mental illness is really something that has been diagnosed, severe depression or anxiety disorders, things like that. We'll spend a few minutes on mental health. There's a ton of podcasts on the iHeartRadio app on these different topics. If you want to do some research and find out some more and spend some time with experts on different things, it's so important, I think, to understand the difference between the two and you or where you're at, you and somebody in your family. There's an organization here in Cleveland that is called the Magnolia Clubhouse, and I've got their executive director, Dr. Lori D'Angelo, kind enough to join me this morning to talk about this and specifically Magnolia Clubhouse and the work that they do, and maybe it indeed is something you and your family do need, or maybe you can help them with their work. So, first of all, Lori, I appreciate your time a great deal, and you said I could call you Lori. I appreciate the doctorate and all, but I appreciate that too. So, as the executive director, let's talk mission first. Break it down for me. Magnolia Clubhouse, for those that haven't heard about it, your mission, what do you do?
Hi, Bill and everyone. We are a center of psychiatric rehabilitation in University Circle in a beautiful location. We are a club for people that live with mental illness. Most people that come to us have more severe kinds of mental illnesses, and people are needed to work in partnership with the staff to do everything it takes to operate the club. And some of the main focus of our work is to help people get jobs, go on in school. We help support people in housing. It's a very holistic approach to help people make progress and go on with their lives and become a part of the broader community.
Lori, in the doing a little research or reading about Magnolia Clubhouse and what I wanted to hopefully talk to you about some this morning, just the term mental illness, let's start there. It's very broad, at least in me looking at it, and the statistics, though, I'm amazed at the number of people who have been or could be diagnosed with some form of mental illness. Is that correct?
Yes. The typical statistic for the prevalence of any kind of mental illness is 1 in 4, 1 in 5. For people with a more severe mental illness, that percentage drops to more like 8 to 10%. But it is a serious problem, and a problem that I think as a society we haven't done enough about, but I think there is more of a focus and awareness that's growing, and hopefully will reduce some of the, not only stigma, but really the lack of what resources are needed for people that is more than stigma. It's, in my estimation, really inhumane. But we're working to change that, and our organization is part of a model that's international and was developed in 1948 in New York City. And our organization in Cleveland was started in 1961. So we've been at this for a long time, but hopefully we're continuing to expand and grow and improve the system of care for people living with mental illness.
So you're able to help people connect with others who understand what they're going through, I guess, when it comes to whatever they may have with a level of mental illness?
Yes. The model and the organization, people work in partnership. So the staff here are primarily mental health professionals, mm-hmm. and a few other professions, but the membership also is engaged in helping each other. And so it's a unique approach that is a non-hierarchical method of promoting a community and relationships with a focus on work and purpose. So it was started by people living with mental illness years ago in New York. And I think it's just in every way, it's clinically sound, it's humane, it's practical, it's pragmatic. I feel very fortunate to have discovered it myself.
Lori D'Angelo is with me for a few minutes. She's the executive director of our Magnolia House here, a clubhouse here in Cleveland. We have mental illness in our family. It touches so many in different ways. And you used the word stigma a while ago. Guilty as charged. I feel bad in the news business. Sadly, something bad can happen and a person is diagnosed or in the news story, it mentions mental illness. And to me, it puts just a horrible blanket over anyone that is suffering. You see what I mean?
It's unfortunately, it's an area that often a fear to talk about and shame for people. It's often associated with the worst outcomes. So if somebody commits an act of violence, that's what gets in the news. And that's what scares people. And the more we can change that, that people are people. And the incidence of violence is very low. People that live with mental illness are more likely to be victims of violence than to perpetrate it. When a person may become more disturbed, it's often because they're not getting the treatment that they need. And so all of that could be different. And the other thinking often is, if, for example, somebody has a diagnosis like schizophrenia, that is a death sentence, that their lives are going to be awful and they're not going to be able to do anything. And that's absolutely not true.
I've got a few other questions about Magnolia, but I want to ask you, for someone listening this morning, a family member, we've caught their attention because this is in their family or themselves. What type of arrangements, or how do you get involved, or how do you talk to somebody about coming into to the program and what you do there?
We're open to anyone. There's no criteria other than having a mental illness, and that you don't need to prove. We do an assessment ourselves. So anyone can come in the door anytime. It's probably easiest if people give us a call and we'll set up a time for the person to have a tour. Mm-hmm. And we love to give people tours and show them everything that happens here and then encourage them. We hope that they join right away.
Yeah, from the website, magnoliaclubhouse.org, I was looking through a couple of things. Wonderful facilities, but you're also wanting to expand on those with a capital campaign now, right?
That's right. We are in two turn-of-the-century homes. We've been in this location since 1971. We've made lots of improvements to the buildings, and we have a commercial kitchen. What our final phase of our capital project is happening now is to join the two buildings with a full structure that will integrate all of the work we do, will increase our capacity by 50%, and will include an elevator for complete accessibility. So we're real excited. We hope to break ground on that project in the summer, and we're in the final phases of the construction design and still in need of funding. So we encourage people. We also have an annual fund. And most of all, we hope you come and visit, because we think you'll all fall in love with what happens here.
And you have the fundraiser continues then, right, for the fundraising?
Yes, for the capital project, yes.
Okay. Hey, final thing to get you out of here. Just overall diagnosis, do we need to do more in the schools or with younger people, seeing some of these signs where we can get people help?
Yeah, I think we do. I think the main thing is if we would talk about it more and help people not feel ashamed or afraid of struggles they may have. And everyone knows what it's like to struggle sometimes with depression, anxiety, just the kinds of normal things that we all experience, and can imagine what it's like when those things get a little harder. And so I think the more we talk about it and reach out to children that are feeling more marginalized or outside of the group.
Now, Lori, who knows? Maybe with the conversation you and I are having, someone, a family, is going to open up more and talk more about this. Magnolia Clubhouse is what we've been talking about. It's a working community here, respectful, personal, and engaging, established to benefit the health and wellness of people who live with different mental illnesses. Lori D'Angelo is their executive director. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for what you and the staff do there, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for reaching out and for sharing this important work. And I do hope that some folks that have been listening come in and learn more about us. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Doctor.